that's hard.
Like they say, it ain't pretty.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're in the laws of Rambam Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches, Halacha He, Chapter 8, Law 5, in the Mosnayim text.
190, 191.
Okay.
No, 188,
199.
I missed on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about the Hadassim and the Arovas and the Esrog tonight. Hadas Sheniktam Rosho, a Hadas myrtle whose head has been chopped off, the top has been chopped off. Kosher, it's a kosher Hadas. Let's take a look at the picture over here. You're going to notice something unique about a Hadas. The Hadas has got three leaves all over the place. So even if the top is off, there's two different ways the top can be off. The top can be off that the leaves are coming over. You don't even know the top is off. Right. Because it's so high up the leaves. Even if the top is gone, you don't notice a bare top. While the picture below, sometimes it could be cut in a way where you do notice the bare top. Right. So keep those two pictures in mind because it's going to make a difference shortly. So the Rambam just says straight, if the top is chopped off, it's kosher. Right? Now, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Sukkah. Rabbi Tarfon says that it's kosher. The Stam Mishnah says it's not kosher. And the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Tarfon that it's kosher. However, the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says a very interesting expression. He says, for a number of years, the spirit of prophecy has been present in our house of study, and we discerned that such a myrtle is not acceptable. It's just, even though the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara says it. But still in all, the Rava says we have a Ruach HaKodesh, we should hold like the Mishnah. Be that as it may, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam's position, and the Rama says it's proper to hold like the Rava if possible. However, he does quote the Ran, who says if the top of the myrtle is only cut off, it's only to be considered cut up when the top of the branch is broken. The leaves off is not considered significant. But the point is, the difference being that if you don't see the top being, if it's covered over, then there are more lenient opinions for that. And there's even opinions that say, a way to get out of it, you know, is just, if it is exposed, just cut a little bit more so it won't be prominent. That's what he says. So in practical terms, it says it's advisable not to use hadas if any part of the top is cut off, but some permit its use nevertheless because the leaves generally hide the broken top. Again, if the leaves do not cover the broken top, they would advise against its use. However, once the part that is visible above the leaves is cut off, then will you be allowed to use it? But you couldn't cut it off on the yontif, because then it'll be repairing it. So if you're stuck and the top is cut off, if the leaves are covering it over, then b'di'evad, you could use it. And if it's on Chol HaMoed, you could even just cut so the leaves would cover it up. Okay, now that's the first halacha. Nashru rov olav. What if most of the leaves fall off? So the Rambam says, in nishtairu shlosha olam mekana gud. If you have three leaves in one section, even that, kosher, it's kosher. We don't paskin like that. We say need a majority of leaves. Okay? Majority of leaves are there, then it's kosher. Now, next halacha. Hoyu anov of merubis me'olof. What if there are more? Now, sometimes hadas has little berries on them. If you notice, sometimes a hadas has a berry. Small little berries. So, hoyu anov of merubis me'olof. If there's more berries than leaves, it depends what kind of berry it is. Im yerukos, if they are green berries, so it looks like the hadas, so it doesn't make an unusual impression, then kosher, it's kosher. Imadumas or shkurs, but if they're red or black berries, they're posel, because since the fruits are not like the tree, the leaves, it lacks hidur, it lacks beauty, and therefore it's not kosher. However, there's still a way out of it. What do you do? How can you make it? That's right. The miyatum, but what if you take off the berries? then kosher. That's not a problem. However, vein mematin also on the yomtiv. You can't cut them off on yomtiv lefishu kimisakin because it looks like you're repairing it on yomtiv. But what if avar valiktim? What if you did it anyway? You transgressed. You transgressed.
Kosher.
Oh shaliktim echad echad. Or what, if you just ate them? You know, you just took your mouth and
take it. They're not poisonous.
Yeah, I guess so, you know. Or you plucked them off and you ate them like that, right? So then you're lechatchila initially allowed to use it because you really aren't, it doesn't look like you're intending to repair it. Remember, it goes back to the old issue of dover she'ena miskavin, if you don't have intent, because you are intending to eat it.
Yeah, but your intent is really to take them off.
Yeah, but you are eating. The actual action is you are eating it, right? So very good. So Gemara adds and says we're only speaking in a case where there is another kosher hadas.
Oh well, then what's the point?
You know, because if not, then it's usher. Because even though it's ainu miskaven, but it's a psik ratio because it automatically makes the only thing you have kosher. So there's all kinds of discussion over there. So it's not such a pashut halach. All right, I don't suggest we do it anyway. But anyway,
in
any of those cases, be that as it may, after the fact, if let's say after the fact you transgressed, you didn't have error, so you get a chilul yomtiv rabbinically, hareis a kosher, but still that hadas is a kosher hadas.
Can you benefit?
It's not the same as stealing. It's not like you stole. Because then it's not yours.
It's like if you cook something on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it.
Okay, so that's only regarding cooking. Because where you've improved the overall quality of it. But here, we're saying...
The beauty of the...
Yeah, but again, it's not for your hanah, it's for the mitzvah. The difference is on Shabbos, it's for your pleasure. The rabbis say, if you transgress, we won't let you benefit from the...
I'm just watching the tennis
We won't
match.
Let you benefit from, physically benefit from transgressing. Here it's a mitzvah. There's a rule. Mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvahs are not given for physical benefits. So therefore, it wasn't right what you did, but at the end of the day, it's a kosher lulav, and you're only using it to do a mitzvah for God. It's not the best way to do a mitzvah for God. We would not recommend it. You know, it's like in hockey, it's a plus and minus here. So you have to know what is better off. Obviously, it's better not to do it, but if you raid down the Avera and the thing's there...
Well, wait, if this... Oh, sorry. I mean, would it help to... have someone else, like a non-Jew, do it to take the fruit off? Would that be better?
Let him eat it.
Yeah.
Tell him to eat. You want to have some? You can.
I'm inviting you over for a
right.
for
a berry picking contest over here, right?
Yeah, but that's a tangent again because
token, if you repaired your stuff like on Yom Tov or Shabbos, can you sit under the sukkah then? Same idea. You repaired it. You did the Avera, but the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah.
Okay, so we'll have to look into that. But it would appear to be okay, because you've done one Avera, but you're still doing it. Based on this, it should be okay. Okay, next, Halacha Vav. Arava Shiniktam Rosho. What an Arava? A willow that the top has been clipped off. So the Rambam says, Kshera. He says it's also kosher. And the reason why, because he says, just like the Gemara said, it's kosher by Hadas, I'm going to say the same thing by an Arava. And again, we have others who argue on the Rambam as well. Because there, it's different. Because by the Arava, at least you can be covering up the part that's cut over, right? The leaves can cover it over. By an Hadas. Hadas can cover up. Remember, we showed you the picture before. Yeah. Can cover it up. But by an Arava, that's not going to be... A rubber, you don't have enough leaves to cover it over. Once it's cut off, it's cut off. There's nothing there. And therefore, it says, and a rubber may not be used if the top of the stem is cut off. This is true even if only the tiniest part of the top is cut off. However, the presence of a bud on top of the stem does not indicate that no leaf fell off, since leaves grow from the side of a bud. So if there is a bud at the top, then you know you're okay. In other words, how am I going to know if there was a leaf missing or not?
Yeah,
so you'd have to see a bud. If there's a bud at the top, then you know it's not.
So it's that's not kosher.
Right. That would not be a kosher one. Okay, now what about nifritzu alel? What if the leaves have wilted to the point where they're very crispy? psula, it is a posel arova. Okay, moving on now to the esrog.
How many of them? The majority again?
Again, you'd have to, usually they all go together once they dry out. Again, I guess, you know, if you have enough leaves, a majority of leaves stay on, then it's kosher. So regardless
of the
ones
I'm thinking more of the brittle, like when they get...
Certainly if a majority are, it will not be kosher.
But those are easily replaced, I guess.
Yeah, you should, yeah. Zion. Esrog shenikav nekev mafulish. An esrog that has a hole that goes straight through. Okay, not two usual cases. But it goes through and through from one end to the other. Kolshu, even the minutest width. A speck, but it's through and through. Posel. It is posel. Okay. And even if it's not missing anything, in other words, it's not like any amount got taken out. It just got pushed, you know what I mean?
Pierced.
It got pierced, but nothing went out of it.
Yeah, it just got, yeah.
Right?
It's not whole.
Now, others disagree and say that it has to be missing. Okay, fine. Visha'enim a foolish. What if it doesn't go straight through? It's just a hole. It doesn't go through. Im hoya ki iser. If it's as wide as the side of a iser, and how much is that? A certain coin. It was called an iser. So then again, it's like an imprint in it. You know, let's say it got pressed in. You know what I mean? You pushed it in.
Bashed it in.
You know, the iser got pushed in. I don't know if this one has a picture of that. Have to see. I don't think there's a million pictures, but yeah. I don't think it's got the pressed in one.
So it's not rounded anymore, it's flattened on
well,
one
just,
side.
Well, just, it could be one, yeah. It's just be one area of it.
Yeah.
Got a million pictures, but not the one of that. Anyway, pressed into that amount, puzzle. That would be, I'm sorry, imhayaki iser, if it's like an iser, or yoser, or more, puzzle. It's puzzle. Now the next point is chaser, kosher. If it's missing, any bit of esrog is missing, even a drop, posel. It's posel because the main posel here is it has to be complete. If it's not whole, it's not good. Nital dado. Okay, what if the dado, that's the pitum. If the pitum is removed, posel. So the esrog is posel. Now remember, there's two parts to this. Let's see, you've got the... Let me see if I can find the one that has the exact pieces here. Yeah. No.
We've got a picture.
What?
We have a picture.
You have a picture? Oh, even
this
better.
One here, yeah.
Okay, but I brought all these nice color books here.
Sorry.
Ours is in color.
Next
one. I could color it in. I could bring my daughter in and she could
okay.
Take her crayons.
Yeah, but I want to show something else because there's two parts over here.
You put A and B here. I didn't say which is A,
here.
Which is B.
Oh.
They didn't label
the document. Notice, there's two parts to the, there's two parts of the top of the lulav. There's the pitum, but underneath, the thing's called the shoshanta, where it's a little bit of the stem. Mm. So, if you look in the picture here, for example, if you notice, it's two parts. The top part is called the pitum, but then from there, this little neck part over here, that's the shoshanta. So, if the pitum comes off, it's even though the Rambam says it's posel,
like this here.
But that's only if the shoshanta is not there. If the shoshanta is still there, or rather, I'm sorry, I reversed it. The shoshanta is the top part, the pitum is the part below.
Oh, really?
Yes, I reversed that, I'm sorry.
Because I always... Think of that round bob at the end as the pitum, but it's not.
It doesn't have it. Well, here it just has the descriptions.
The small protrusion.
Here. Yeah, this is good. This picture is good. See, the pitum, I'm sorry, the pitum is the little narrow part here, and the shoshant is the top on the top.
So it's right when we say if the pitum is gone, it's possible.
So when the pitum is gone, it's possible, but you have to know what a pitum is and what a shoshanta is. So here, for example, is a picture where the shoshanta has come off.
The pitum's still there.
Shoshanta is like from the word rose. I guess it's like a little flower like.
Yeah, makes sense. Like shoshana. Yeah.
Right, but there is the pitum. So the pitum's still there, and that's why it's kosher. So even though the top came off, doesn't mean it's possible.
Wow. Okay, because
right?
it's usually
an esrog is kosher if just the shoshanta breaks off from the top of the pitum. Nevertheless, it should be exchanged for better esrog where available. You know, because there are opinions that say it's possible. We don't hold that way. If part of the rest of the pitum breaks off, even if not all, you should get another one. But
so you shouldn't buy it like that.
Right? You should definitely not buy like that. But let's say it falls,
yeah,
and just the top breaks up, but you see the protrusion part still there.
That's good to know.
Then it's still kosher. Very important.
Yeah, that was worth the price of admission.
B&A.
Right. So here in the picture, it's not clear because your picture only has pitum.
Right. No, this doesn't show.
Doesn't.
I don't even know
where. This is meant to show the stem. The other side.
Mine doesn't have.
No, it does.
No. I put it in.
Oh.
I want your book.
Are you sure you got it right, Henry?
I got it right.
You got a better book, Henry. All right. Anyway, so that's the point. So that's what he's saying again. No, nital dado, if the dad, the pitum, was removed. And what is that? Vuarosha koton. Oh, that's the little head. Sheshoshanta bo. But the shoshanta is in it, on top of it. Then puzzle. Okay, now we got the other side. The other side is the underneath part. And we're gonna have a picture of that. Let's have a good one. That shows me.
Gosh, some really weird looking ones.
I know, but the one. Should be right after that. I remember seeing a really good picture of it, and now I'm not going to find it. Come on. Oh! No, that's a deep hole in the pit. Let's have a look afterwards. I saw it this morning.
One by one, you have to look.
I need patience.
That's the thing.
Oh. Okay, the bottom is called the ukitz. The bottom part over there.
That's how it's attached to the tree.
It's called the ukitz. The person's has tree. So that's what it says. It says.
You mean I got this wrong?
Nital ha'etz shehutoli bo.
You're right.
If the tree part from where it's hanging from is removed, shehutoli bo ilum, that it's connect, the part where it's connected to the tree, me'ikar esrog, from the main part of the esrog, v'nishir makoma guma. But if still, there's still a little bit, and in its place is a guma, a hole, right? So then, parcel, it's parcel. So here's a case, let's see, is there anything before that? Okay, here is the classic ukitz at the bottom. And now, 62, no ukitz with an uncovered stem hole. Mm-hmm. No ukitz with a covered stem hole. No ukitz with a partly covered stem hole, right? So if the entire stem falls off, leaving the stem hole completely uncovered, it's not kosher. But as long as the stem hole is fully covered, a stemless esrog is kosher.
As long as that's
part of it. If only the outer part of the stem falls off, the esrog is certainly kosher. So this picture here is puzzle.
Yeah, that almost looks like a hole in the esrog.
But these two are okay.
Right. It almost looks like a piece of the esrog is missing.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just the stem.
But it's indented there as a result.
That's what
I don't think I've ever checked that side of the esrog. I'm so busy on the other side of the esrog that I don't check that.
You have to look at that, right?
It's almost when you take a look at a peach or a plum that would be puzzle because
they always take them off.
A hole, yeah.
They always take them off. Yeah. All right, the next one is a chazazis. Oh, okay, there's a lot of nice chazazis over here. Pimples. Okay. Also chazazis. If a chazazis, a tubercle, you know, a
bump.
Chazazis, you know, a bump, whatever, but a unique, different colored bump, right? Comes up. Alav im b'shtayim u'shloshim makomos, if they're in two and three places, posel. It makes it posel, because then it looks like a spotted one. Im b'makom up, it's one place. So, im also al rubo, if it's the majority of the esrog, posel, it's posel. But otherwise not. So here's like this one, like one of these, and that's okay. One of them.
If there were several of those, it would
one
be
like
possible.
That. If you have several on one side, right, then it gets to all the halachas here. But on the, well, let's do one more line over here. It says, b'imal dado, but if it's by the pitum, afilu kol shu posel, then even a little bit is posel.
Right.
So again, there were a number of pictures. Here's a regular chazazis. So that's what it says. A chazazis is a scab-like protuberance on the skin of the esrog that generally indicates disease. It's rarely found in esrogim today, etc. So if the tiniest chazaz is on the upper part of the esrog, renders the esrog not kosher. Remember we said the upper part, we told you in previous classes, it's that top third, the upper part,
from
which begins to slope up. So you'd see a chazaz that makes it not kosher. If it's on the rest, that's what we said. Look at this. He says, even if there are chazazim on two or three spots, on the rest of the esrog, it's kosher as long as they are all on the same side. If they're on both sides, it's still kosher unless it covers the majority of the esrog. Okay, so they're more lenient over there with the chazazis. Okay, and the different types of...
More lenient than...
Than we saw in the Rambam.
Oh, than the Rambam, okay. But saying, that's how we hold.
Yeah, like this. He's saying even if it's two or three on the rest of the esrog, as long as on the same side, it's okay. If it's on both sides, it's kosher, unless it covers the majority of the esrog.
I'm trying to decide which is preferential.
So we hold this.
Because if it's... Covers a majority of the...
But it doesn't. You're not going to find a chazazis like that. It's rare. Very rare. You'll find a chazazis here and there, but you're usually not going to find a lot.
But when he says covers the majority of the esrog, we don't mean covers it. We just mean it's found distributed.
There's three different opinions. One says it refers to the majority of the circumference around the width of the esrog. Majority of the circumference around the length of the esrog.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Majority of the circumference, whether around the length of or the width.
Okay.
Can disqualify it. I've never seen one like that. Okay, what about Niklav HaKrum? What if the peel has come off? HaChitzon, the outer peel comes off, Shalom. She'enim HaChasor, it's not really making it missing. Ela Nishar Yarok Kamoshi Briosok. It's still green the way it was from its creation. So we say like this. Im Niklav Kul, if the whole peel comes off, then it's puzzle. Because that certainly is not a Hidur. But if even a little bit is there, but most of it is peeled off, kosher is kosher because if it's the outer peel, so it doesn't really, it's not taking away from it, and it keeps its regular green color, and it remains kosher. Again, not a kind of case you're going to see. Ches.
Does he talk about if there's no pitten at all? Like there's two kinds or
If it grows without a pitten, then it's not missing anything.
Right.
What's preferable? Certainly at a mystical level, you want one with a pitum, because there's all kinds of mystical understandings to what the pitum represents, etc., etc. But in terms of practicality, you know, I like to buy an esrog, it's called a no-fault esrog.
Especially for
kids. I've seen too many stories where they break and fall, and people are very sad. So if you have a no-fault esrog, if it's without, it didn't grow with a pitum, it'll never become possible for that issue.
Right.
So that's why. You have to figure, if a guy like you, Sam, you're not going to be giving it to little kids, right? Okay, then you might have a pizza, but even with a pizza, you're careful. Off. You wake up when they open the box and it's off.
Yeah.
You know, and what are you going to do about it? If it's without a pizza, you never have to worry.
Sounds like the things with wine, with Peshuvah wine, because, I mean, it's better.
Same idea. Right? Same idea. You're right. Okay, Ches. Esrog shehu tafuach, an esrog that is inflated, meaning so it fell in the water for a long time and it just got bigger. Saruach, spoiled, smelly, right? So what's the English say of that?
Decaying.
Okay. Kavush, pickled. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shaluk, cooked. Shachur, black. Lavan, white. Menumar, spotted. Okay. Yaro kakarti, green like a leek, very green. Possel. It's possel because they're all not of the nice variety. And again, they've got some of them.
They're green like a leek because I always wonder whether
here's
yellow.
Black. Here's the black one.
Right.
Right. As green as grass. A green esrog may be forced to turn yellow in the following. Okay. But really, you don't want to use a green one. Where is it? Green. If an esrog is as green as grass, it's not kosher, unless part of it has begun to turn yellow. It should not be used, even if it will turn yellow in the near future. It may only be used once the colors begun to turn yellow. Figure 21. See here. This is green. This is momish green. That you shouldn't use.
More like an olive green, I'd
right?
say.
But this one, you see, this is a very nice one to get. Because the greener it is, the less likely it's going to get, overripe. When it's very yellow, fiery yellow, you know, like a tomato, you know, it's very ripe, it means it's going to spoil in 2-3 days. If you get a green that's really yellow, dark yellow, that means that's the last stage before it's going to spoil.
Yeah, like
a banana. So it's going to look beautiful the first day. No guarantees what it's going to look like by day five. You're usually buying it at least 5 days before Sukkot. So you really want one more, maybe not that greenish, but if it's greenish yellow, that is better, because then it will just become more yellow and will work out better. So now what do you do, though, if you have a green ester? So the green ester can be forced to turn yellow in the following manner. So you place it in a box and surround it with very fragrant yellow apples. Several apples should be placed over the ester as well, and the box should be closed for 24 hours. This is generally sufficient for the ester to begin to turn yellow, but not less for more than 24 hours, because then it could cause the stem to come off. Like I said, I remember I did a science project when I was in grade 8. I forgot the name of the oxide or whatever, the something gas. I forgot which gas raw apples give off.
So that's true. It's not just a...
ethylene gas? I don't remember. I remember it years ago, grade 8. The project didn't work anyway. But yeah, I think with green apples or whatever, they tell you to take ripe apples, fragrant yellow apples, but apples can make whatever, change colors. So that's how you can make it work out. Okay, continuing.
So it's not a different variety of estrog, it's simply that it hasn't ripened.
It's not ripe yet, it's not a beautiful estrog. Now, what if, where are we now? Gidlu bitfus, what if it grew in a mold? So for some reason, let's say first put a mold over a growing estrog. So now the estrog grew into the shape of the mold, right? But so can be briacher, so it makes it look like a different type of a fruit. Puzzle, that's not good, because you have forced it to be not its natural thing. All right? But what if you didn't put a mold over it? What if a soul came in brioso? What if it by itself just naturally grew weird? Apopisha soul dopping, even if it's shaped in different layers, kosher, it is kosher.
It's natural.
So let's show it. And this
these
I know
are some
we
of the
have
weird ones.
Tomatoes they make.
I know we have a few of these.
But you wouldn't know how it grew.
I would assume most people don't. This is the 20. Well, here's an example. Well, this one he says not kosher.
No.
But yeah, whatever. Like weird looking ones.
Was that one in a natural shape though?
This is a weird looking one. Look at a pumpkin.
But there's different problems here. That not about. Okay, he doesn't have a picture of a weird one. These are different weird ones, but not the weird one he needs. Okay. Now, but here's coming now. Hatyom, a twin esrog. Here's a twin esrog, a double esrog. So he said, the Rambam says kosher. Kosher means kosher b'dievet. It certainly is not the lechatchila. Va'boser, but an unripe one, I have to know, so I guess the green, I don't think the green is so, meaning, so I don't know what he means.
Maybe he hasn't split as much.
An unripe one, he says, is kosher. So I'm not sure what he means. I guess hasn't totally ripened, because the green is also unripe, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
I would imagine, unless it's a deformity, but...
You mean partially green or something?
Well, so maybe both means unripe, but not totally unripe. Yeah. Okay, now, Mokom she'esrogim sholahem ke'ein shachris muta, a place where the esrogim are generally a little bit on the black side, and that's the way they normally come, sharing the kosher. But if they're really dark, like a black man, they're puzzle under all circumstances. Okay, let's do one more test. Wherever we said they're puzzle because they have a blemish, or because they've been stolen or again stolen, it's only a psul on the first day of Yantiv. This is the Rambam Shita. We're going to learn tomorrow opinions that argue on this Rambam. But he says all these psulim is for the first day, as we'll see why. But the second day and onwards, hakol kosher, everything is kosher. Why? Because Gemara gives an example. For example, they say Rabbi Chanina, listen what he did. He took a bite on the second day of Yantar, took a bite out of his esrog and then used it. So right.
Too so hungry to make a bracha.
Psulim or not a psul on the second day. Alright? I don't know why he didn't take the bite afterwards, so he's trying to make a point. But he says it's kosher on the other days. Because many of the reasons that the Torah gives for the main reason says v'lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, you take it for yourself on the first day. From that word we learn you have to have a lakicha tam, it has to be a complete object. But it seems that for Yom HaRishon, on the first day, we're very particular about it. But on other days, we're not so particular about it. So therefore, the Rambam, and again, we're running out of time, but we'll see tomorrow, many argue on certain points. But he says clearly, all the psalm we said is only on the first day. But Bapaslama Shimushuma Vodazar, but let's say it was used for idol worship. Then it's not gonna matter first day or other day. Let's say it's forbidden to eat, let's say it's of Shemitah year or something like that, you know, different other technical things. Bain biyom tov rishon, bain bishar yom puzzle. First day, other days is puzzle. Tomorrow we'll just continue on this last point, and we will show you that there's certain cases yes, certain cases not. We'll go through all the halachas for that, and God willing, hopefully we'll finish the parak tomorrow. Okay, again, if anybody wants the Rambams, they're in the room next door. There's two different Rambams, $25 each.